Irmão, na Bíblia, Mark chapter 10. Was a real blessing to see you here today. Really enjoyed seeing everybody come into church this morning, the way you were dressed, and the people just coming in with smiles on your faces, and it just, you know, it was good to see you here today. Glad you came on this Easter Sunday. The scripture this morning is going to be taken from Mark chapter 10. Mark chapter 10 and verse 32. Now they were on the road going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus was going before them, and they were amazed, and as they followed, they were afraid. Then he took the 12 aside again and began to tell them the things that would happen to him. Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and to the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and deliver him to the Gentiles. They will mock him and scourge him and spit on him and kill him. And the third day he will rise again. It's always a wonderful challenge to stand on Easter Sunday to be able to proclaim the message of Easter to you. And after these many years of being with you, I can say that it's a joy to be here this morning, to be able to talk about the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So in preparing for what I want to say this morning, what I've tried to do this week is to pray and just ask the Lord what it would be that he would have me to say to you this morning. So my attention was taken to this Gospel of Mark here in these verses that I read to you. On two other occasions prior to this, Jesus had predicted his death. However, what is different about this verse is that on this occasion what Jesus does is to spell it out in detail to his followers that Jerusalem would be the place that he would die. The Bible tells us that they were making their way up to Jerusalem. If anybody traveled to Jerusalem, you would go up because of the sea level elevation. So on their way to Jerusalem, what Jesus did was to begin to talk to them and remind them again about what would happen when they got to Jerusalem. So this morning, what I want to do is talk to you about the death of Jesus Christ, first of all, and then I'll talk to you about the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It was early Friday morning, around 9 a.m., when Jesus was crucified on the cross. We know that Friday is Good Friday, not because of what happened there, but because of the benefit that we have of Jesus Christ going to the cross and dying for us. 9 a.m. Jesus was crucified. The Bible tells us that there were two men crucified with him, and from the cross that day there was a cry for forgiveness from one of those men. And Jesus promised him salvation there on the cross when he said this, "Today you will be with me in paradise." And then another thing happened between 9 o'clock and noon. The Bible tells us that when Jesus was on the cross, that he looked down to his mother Mary, and he spoke to the Apostle John, and with words of kindness while dying on the cross, and words of love for his mother, what Jesus did was to give words of her being taken care of, where she would be, where she would go, what would happen after the crucifixion. So in those first 3 hours on the cross, we see the gracious Lord Jesus speaking in grace and love and forgiveness. And that's certainly a message for us today from the cross. The Bible tells us in the Gospel of Mark chapter 15, that at noon, high noon that day, that there was darkness that covered the whole earth. And so from noon until 3 o'clock in the afternoon, then there was darkness on the face of the earth. It was during that time when Jesus made his final statements from the cross. He cried out a petition, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And then Jesus said, I thirst. And they gave him a drink. And then the Bible tells us that Jesus cried those words from the cross that guaranteed your salvation and my salvation. Tetelestai, it is finished. What was finished? The work of salvation. The work of the cross. And then from the cross, you find a prayer of commitment. And that prayer of commitment from the mouth of the Lord Jesus was this: into thy hands I commit my spirit. The Bible tells us that when Jesus died on the cross, that there was a great earthquake that happened. The Bible tells us that after the crucifixion of Jesus, that there were two men who came and got the body of Jesus, Joseph of Arimathea, and the man that we know from John chapter 3, Nicodemus, came, got the body of Jesus, and took the body of Jesus to the tomb. But the question I have, and I want us to think about, is this: why? Why did Jesus die on the cross? The simple answer would be this: that he knew Sunday was coming. You see, what Friday is the interpretation of what happened Sunday. What Sunday is the interpretation of what happened Friday here on the cross of Jesus Christ. So why did Jesus die on the cross? The Bible tells us that he died there for us. His death was for us. His death was necessary. I think a good way to put it would be to say it this way: that our sin sent him there, and his love took him there. The Bible tells us in the verses that I read that when they made their way to Jerusalem, they were not dragging Jesus to Jerusalem. If you read the scripture very carefully there, what you find is the Bible tells us that Jesus was ahead of them. Jesus was leading the way. They were behind him. The Bible tells us that they were amazed. What were they amazed about? They were amazed at his courage. They were amazed at his strength. They were amazed to see a man who knew exactly what was going to happen to him when he got to Jerusalem, to take the lead that he took going to Jerusalem. His death was voluntary. He gave up his life, just like he told Pilate, you don't take my life from me, but I give my life. His death was necessary. His death on the cross was voluntary. But the Bible repeats this message that Christ died for us. Christ died for our sins. The perfect Lamb of God, the perfect Son of God, who knew no sin, bore our sins on the cross for him. The Bible tells us that he died on the cross, according to Peter's epistle, that he died on the cross to take our place. He was the substitute for our sin. He was the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Christ died our death on the cross. We should have been crucified. We should have experienced the wrath of God, but he took our death for us. So that is why Jesus died on the cross of Calvary. When you think about the cross, though, there's a revelation about the cross that I want us to understand this morning. And I really want you to hear this, okay? The death of Jesus Christ on the cross really shows us how horrible our sins really are. The death of Jesus Christ on the cross shows us how great God's love is. For God so loved the world that He sent His Son to die on that cross. How can we comprehend that great love? But the cross also reveals something else to us, and it's this about Jesus Christ. And that is the salvation that we have through the cross of Christ is a free gift. Salvation is by faith. Salvation is by grace. Salvation is by Jesus Christ alone. That is our salvation. So it has to be a free gift. It is a gift that He offers each and every one. I want to talk now about the resurrection. You see, without Sunday, the cross would be meaningless. Paul said it this way in 1 Corinthians 15, talking about the resurrection. He said this, he said, if Jesus did not rise from the dead, then our faith is in vain. If Jesus did not rise from the dead, we have no hope of the future. If Jesus did not rise from the dead, then we are just fools. But Jesus did rise from the dead. Bible tells us that on resurrection morning, early Sunday morning, that the first appearance of our risen Christ was to a woman by the name of Mary of Magdalene. She was the first person to see the risen Christ. I love the way the Scripture talks about it. The Bible gives us evidence of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. All we have to do is look at the evidence, because the evidence of a risen Savior is there. The gospel writers have their unique vantage point of the cross and resurrection. They all use their personality in talking about the cross and resurrection, but there are some things that are core to what all the gospel writers, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, talk about on Resurrection Sunday. They all agree that the tomb was empty. They all say that. They all say that Jesus was not in that tomb, that the tomb was empty. They all agree that Jesus, the resurrection of Jesus Christ was announced by the angels. They all agree with that. All the gospel writers agree with the testimony of the women who came to the tomb that day and saw the risen Savior. They all agree on something else too. They all agree that the apostles did not believe. Why was that? Because they didn't understand it. Christ had been crucified. They had hoped that He had been the Messiah. They had hoped that He had been their great Savior and Deliverer. So who are they? They are in the upper room with the door shut, window shut. And the Bible tells us that what Jesus did was to appear in that upper room to them. Thomas was not there. And Jesus appeared to them, and then they believed. 8 days later, the Bible tells us that those group of apostles were in the upper room again. Thomas was with them. Jesus appeared. And then Thomas became a believer when Jesus said, "Look at my hands. Look at my feet." There are many evidences in the Bible for the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As the Bible says, He's not here, but He is risen from the dead. Now, what does that mean to us? It means everything. The resurrection is everything to us as Christians. Without the resurrection, there is no Christianity. Without the resurrection, there is no hope. There is no hope if there is no resurrection. But because of the resurrection, we have hope. He defeated sin. He conquered death. He conquered hell. He conquered the grave. So the hope of Christianity today is this, that one day we all will have a resurrection body just like Jesus and live forever and ever and ever in heaven with Him. That is our hope. He conquered death. He conquered sin. He conquered the grave. That is the message of Easter to each and every one of us. I was in a situation one time when this person said this. They said, "Is it possible to be a Christian and not believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ?" And the way I answered that is this way. It is not possible to be a Christian without believing in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Listen to what Paul said in Romans chapter 10. Paul said, "If we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God has raised Him from the dead, then we will be saved." Salvation means that we believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The resurrection is everything to us. Paul said it this way in 1 Corinthians 13. He said, "This is the gospel, that Jesus died, that He was buried, that on the third day He rose again." Now I'm asking you today, what do you believe about Jesus? What do you believe about the cross? What do you believe about the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? You see, today, here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking today that there's probably those here this morning who need to believe, who need to pray that prayer and ask Christ to come into your life and be your Savior. I'm thinking today, too, that there are those of us who, you know, we need to move closer to the cross. And we really need to come close to Christ and have that revival spirit burn within our hearts. That's what Easter means. That's what the resurrection means. It means that wherever we are, we can have a new beginning. It means wherever we are in our relationship with the Lord, wherever we are in our walk with Him, we can have a fresh start because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Jesus was walking with two men on the road to Emmaus, and then I'll close after this. But He was walking with these two guys. And this conversation Jesus had with them went something like this. Jesus said, "Well, what's going on, fellas?" And those two men looked at Jesus like He was, you know, "Who are you? Don't you realize what has happened? Don't you understand what's happened here in Jerusalem, that Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross and all the events that led up to it, the trial and everything?" And the Bible tells us that as they went on, Jesus explained to them the Scripture, and their heart burned with fire. And then they remembered the words of Jesus, and their eyes were opened to the truth of Jesus Christ. My prayer today for all of us is this, that God would show us what we need to know about Jesus Christ, His Son. Secondly, is that God would help us to receive Christ and the new life He offers. And then thirdly, that we would go from this place and do what He's called us to do. You see, as a church, we worship on Sunday. After the resurrection, the early church worshiped on Sunday. As a church, our job now is to take the message of Jesus Christ into the world. We call it the Great Commission. And the message we share is the message of a resurrected Christ who is alive today and who is changing lives today. When Jesus says, "It is finished," what He meant was this: salvation is a free gift. What I offer you is myself. I offer you hope. I offer you grace. I offer you forgiveness. And that is the gift of Resurrection Sunday. Let's stand, please, for a prayer. With our heads bowed and our eyes closed during this time of invitation prayer, just right where you are today, if you need to make that commitment to Jesus Christ, just pray the prayer. Say, Lord Jesus, I want to be saved. Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I know that you died on the cross for me. Please forgive me my sin and come into my life. That is the prayer that man prayed on the cross that day. And we know, Lord Jesus, what you promised him was forgiveness and eternal life. You told him today, you will be with me in paradise. Father, I pray that there'd be those who pray that prayer this morning. And Lord, for those of us who need to get closer to the cross, I pray that during this time of invitation, that in our own heart we would take that step of whatever it is to get closer to you today. We thank you for the hope of resurrection. That is our hope. It is the hope of resurrection that separates Christianity from all religions of the world. We do not worship and serve a dead God or a dead Savior. We worship and serve a risen Savior who did exactly what he promised to do. 3 days later, he rose from the dead. Lord, today I pray, as we stand together and we sing this song of invitation, that we would open our hearts to your will. In your name we pray. Amen.